President Bush today reiterated his demand that Syria withdraw from Lebanon. In New Jersey, the president was emphatic. "When we say withdraw, we mean complete withdrawal," he said. "No half-hearted measures." Yesterday, a Saudi official told reporters that Saudi Crown Prince Abdullah told Syrian President Bashar al-Assad that Saudi Arabia wants Syria to start a complete pullout from Lebanon soon, and if not, Saudi-Syrian relations will suffer. Magda Abu Fadl is director of the Institute for Professional Journalists at the Lebanese American University in Beirut and joins us from there. Magda Abu Fadl, what do you get the sense there is the likelihood of Syria actually beginning a full withdrawal from Lebanon soon?
It seems that they probably will, as of tomorrow. President Assad is expected to address Syrian parliament, and the speech is going to be carried live on most satellite stations in the region. We expect some sort of redeployment. How much, though, remains to be seen. What we've heard in the last couple of days is that they've been digging in some villages not too far from the Syrian border, so we're not sure if they're pulling out or really retrenching.
It's become commonplace for the past few weeks for President Bush to call on Syria to withdraw, but what about the story of the Saudi crown prince telling the Syrian president you'd better withdraw or Saudi Arabia will do something to you?
Well, yes, that was in all the papers this morning, and we saw it on TV yesterday. It seems like the Saudis read him the riot act. So I think, yes, it may well affect relations between Saudi Arabia and Syria, notably since the assassinated former prime minister of Lebanon, Rafiq Hariri, held dual Saudi and Lebanese citizenship and was very close to the Saudi royal family. So they're pretty ticked off at what happened in Lebanon 2 weeks ago on Valentine's Day.
People often speak of a tipping point. What was it in this case? Was it the assassination of Rafiq Hariri? Had something happened before that? When did we go from what seemed to be the never-ending presence of Syrian troops in Lebanon to this wall-to-wall almost chorus for them to get out?
I think Rafiq Hariri's assassination was the straw that broke the camel's back. I mean, it was just so totally outrageous. It rattled everyone's nerves. Our hearts sank, and we all thought, my Lord, are we going back to the war years? Thank God we didn't get any violent outbreaks after that. But people were just so fed up. There's been a lot of pent-up anger, and I think it manifested itself in all the rallies and demonstrations that people just finally took to the streets.
Now that the funeral for Rafiq Hariri is several days behind us, are there still protests against the Syrian presence?
There are, but the crowds have thinned out a little bit, obviously, since the major rally that they had that brought down the cabinet on Monday.
Are the Syrians a factor in the lives of, if not every Lebanese person, Lebanese professionals? I mean, does one encounter their influence in everyday life? Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, either somehow in their daily lives or in the shape of troops. Now, mind you, the troops have thinned out over the last few years. There used to be a lot more troops, and you could see them just about everywhere, and they had checkpoints just about everywhere. But, I mean, they snoop on phones, they, you know, bug people.
But in terms of, in university life or journalistic life, people bump up against Syrian constraints now and again?
Yeah, I mean, there are certain red lines, you know, there's a certain amount of self-censorship by journalists working for certain media. Mind you, there are some media where the journalists and the publishers themselves are pretty courageous and willing to risk it all. But for the most part, I'd say there have been red lines and people, you know, not wanting to go too far for fear of some sort of retaliation. So it's either you risk it and you defy that, or you're cowered by it.
Neither one an attractive possibility.
No, of course not.
Well, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
That's Magda Abu Fadl, who is director of the Institute for Professional Journalists at the Lebanese American University in Beirut.